I'm caught in a midnight rain that I wish I was in. No, the sun that's rising over your head is catching me wasted, worn out and dead. Everyone thinks I'm sad, but I'm thinking of you.
these are three songs by Blue Rodeo. That was Try, which was released as the second single from the album. In June of 1987. Before that, we heard Rebel, also released as a single in April of 1988. And we started things off with Heart Like Mine. All those are from Outskirts, their first album. By the way, let's see. Released in March 1987, Outskirts met with moderate success in Canada until Try was released as a single in October of that year. The single was an immediate hit, going to number one on the RPM Country Tracks chart and number six on the RPM Top Singles chart, establishing Blue Rodeo as one of Canada's top new bands and carrying Outskirts to four times platinum sales status in sales. The music video for the single featured Killer's then-girlfriend Michelle McAdory, who soon had success with her own band, Crash Vegas. This brings us to their next album, Diamond Mind, featuring the same lineup as the previous album. This album, here's Blue Rodeo and God and Country. Beach Stars is Blue Rodeo on the next show.
In comparison between you and a better man, yeah, you're always stuck away to take a bow. I got laughs at your serious sympathy and your postcard sincerity. Don't you run against God in yourself. It's getting so hard to say to you.
I hear you talking everywhere. Words on the loudspeakers hanging in the air. Everywhere. And I remember the words you told me to. This town's full of losers trying to get a piece of you. True. How long will it take till you open up your eyes? I've been gone for years, you never even realized how long.
Heard two songs by Blue Rodeo. That was How Long, which was the second single from the album, released on June 10th, 1989. And we started things off with God and Country. Both of those were from Diamond Mine, released March 20th, 1989 on Risque Disc Records. Produced by Malcolm Byrne and Blue Rodeo. But, yeah. Recorded in 1989 also. But anyway, yeah, it was recorded with the same lineup as the previous album. So, anyway, it's the topic of the hour, so that pretty much does it for the featured artist. And we'll have part two of Blue Rodeo next week. Yeah. That next week. And after that, well, something different. The Jayhawks, probably. But, yeah, we're going to do that later on. Ooh. didn't put the, here it is. Yeah, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e888.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlists will not be updated for about a day or so. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number three of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number four, featuring a tribute to Mick Rouse. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD.
One red solo cup.
Red solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Do you need a promo for your show? Contact Byron Lee Productions. Amazing single-track editing and eventual pinkish delivery.
This song is corny and trite. Blink is like wink, but not quite.
Hey, Rotten. It's me, man. It's Bill Nye, the science guy, man. And I got a little song about life and death that I think might end your worries, man. Listen.
Well, death isn't scary at all.
Do now?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm still processing the fact that Bill Nye, the freaking science guy, just passed on, and we saw it. I was like the biggest fan of his show. I knew the theme song, Bill Nye. This, yeah, I could. I'm not gonna do it, but yeah, I'm like a mega fan, so that was hard to watch.
Anyway, yeah. And this is true to Mick Rouse. This is part three. We're up to Desolation Angels, the fifth studio album. By English rock supergroup Bad Company, released on March 7th, 1979. It was considered the last strong album by Bad Company with the original lineup, mostly because it contains their last major hit, Rock and Roll Fantasy, written by Paul Rodgers and inspired by guitar synthesizer riff, which Rodgers had come up with. Anyway, the album reached number three in the Billboard album charts in 1979, went platinum in 1979 and double platinum subsequently. It was their final top ten album in both the U.S. and the U.K. Released on Swan Sore Records, we played Rock and Roll Fantasy last week. This week we're going to do like another song. This is the second single from the album. Here we go. Second single, Gone, Gone, Gone. So, yeah, here's a tribute to Paul Rodgers. Bad Company. On the next show.
Yeah. Well, I've been having a little trouble, love, and I'm keeping it together, yeah. dreaming all the while. I'm gonna miss you cleaning around the home and helping with my blues. You know, I think I'll get myself a maid and take her on a
you.
We just heard two songs by Bad Company. That was Oh Atlanta, and covers of Oh Atlanta, written by Mick Rouse, was recorded by Alison Krauss and appears on her 1995 album, Now That I Found You, a collection. The original version was used to open the National Network's 1993 broadcast of the Motorcraft 500 when ABC, which originally had the broadcast, could not find time to air the race, which had been postponed 6 days by a snowstorm in the Atlanta Motor Speedway. And I started things off with Gone, 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 which is like the second single from the album. Both of those are from Desolation Angels, released in 1979 on Swan Song Records. So let's bring this to their next album, Rough Diamonds, released in August 12, 1982, and recorded from March to April 1981. Their last album, the sixth studio album, and their last album with Paul Rogers. Let's see, it was the last album, Bad Company's original lineup, and the last studio album to feature Paul Rogers. The sessions were rough going from the beginning. First, their manager, Peter Grant, withdrew from the view after the death of Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham in 1980. Then, on another occasion, a fistfight broke out between Paul Rogers and Boz Burrell, two bandmates restrained by Mick Rouse and Simon Kirk. Following the album, they disbanded, with Rogers going on to release his first solo album, Cut Loose, the following year. So this was a track from Rough Diamonds. This is the first single. The name of the track is Electric Land. We're paying tribute to Mick Rouse on the next show.